Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Boland, and you're listening to A Moment of Truth. Recently, I watched an interview on 60 Minutes with the reporter Leslie Stahl in an interview that she did with pop music sensation Taylor Swift. What was interesting to me about that interview was that here is a story about a 23-year-old girl who has been extremely successful, has everything that the world says is important for happiness. She has fame and fortune and so forth. And yet, this happiness is, although it's important to her, it is also very elusive to her. She cannot find true happiness. And to me, that begs the question then, what is true happiness? If there is one commodity that all the world is looking for, it is the commodity of happiness. At the end of the day, this is what it seems that everyone is working for and living for in this life. Even our own founding fathers in the original document here with the founding of this country in the Declaration of Independence said or spoke of the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There seems to be no end to the number of books and tapes and broadcasts and programs that are done on this subject. It seems that there is this national interest, maybe we could even say, broaden it out to the human race, everyone is interested in personal happiness. Well, the question is, you know, what do we mean by true happiness? Some people, when we analyze their life, we see that they thought that they were happy when in reality they were actually quite miserable. Other people seem to dream of what will make them happy when in reality, if they had what they were dreaming of, they would find that they would not be very happy at all. It really begs the question, we must get to the kernel here, the core issue. And the core issue is this: what does it mean to be truly happy, or what is true happiness? Well, a few of the essential elements of true happiness are that happiness must be able to be experienced even in the midst of sorrow and discomfort. Some people feel that in order to be truly happy, that they have to completely alleviate sorrow and discomfort in this life. However, we live in a sin-cursed world, an imperfect world, and there is always going to be sorrow and discomfort in this life. And so if that's part of your criteria for reaching true happiness, we'd have to say right in the very beginning, it cannot be obtained in this life. So happiness has to be something, if for true happiness, it has to be something that can be obtained or achieved even in the midst of this world, this present world that we live in. True happiness does not mean that we smile all the time. All of us have met somebody like this. We have a word for it. We refer to the person as being plastic, you know, that they put on some sort of a pretend or a disingenuous smile all the time. There's plenty of people in this world that we find out, although they were smiling on the outside, inside they were very unhappy, or some would even say they were dying on the inside. So that's not what true, the essential element of happiness is, some sort of a fake smile plastered on the outside. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, when we talk about the essentials of true happiness, that it has to deal with who we truly are. Man is both body and spirit, and so true happiness is going to have to impact both of those two elements of man. True happiness is going to have to deal with us as we are in this world. So it's going to have to deal with our past, it's going to have to be something powerful enough to deal with our present, and it's going to have to be something that will deal with our future as well. Unless what we are trusting in for happiness can deal with all three of those elements, it's not going to be able to deliver the desired happiness that we're all looking for. I think some of the common mistakes that people make about this pursuit of happiness are, one, people feel that happiness can be achieved through fame or through popularity. We see the rise of things such as Facebook and these types of things. But I think that people fail to realize or to listen to people that have actually obtained that level of notoriety in our society today. There's a saying that we have that it's lonely at the top. I think it's that saying is true, that oftentimes the people that achieve that level of fame say, I wish I could just be an average person again. I wish I could wouldn't have this notoriety with me at all times. So just fame or popularity is not able to give us the happiness that we're looking for. Some people say that if I just had money, you know, that if I had enough money in this life, it would provide for my happiness. But I've done a number of, or quite a bit of research of looking into the lives of people that have won some of the largest lotteries that the United States has offered. And you would be surprised to find that the man who won the largest lottery to date, when I was reading this article, said that he cursed the day that he had ever played the lottery. It didn't bring him the happiness and satisfaction that he thought it would. Some people have even said this. They said money is another name for trouble in this life. People start becoming your friend because of what you have, and you can't tell them who's there for you and who's there to get something from you. So it doesn't deliver what we think it will deliver. Well, let me say first that there is a road that leads to true happiness. The Bible says very clearly in Psalm 144, it says that happy are the people whose God is the Lord. And so Christians, above all the people upon the face of the earth, are those who can truly experience real, lasting, durable happiness in this life and beyond. So that means that in order to achieve true happiness, you have to be a child of God. Once you become a child of God, and by that I don't mean, you know, just an empty professor of Christianity. I mean a true possessor of Christianity. Somebody who has really and truly repented of their sins and come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's in that relationship with Christ that we find true happiness. It doesn't mean that the Christian will then smile on every single day of his life or be equally joyous at every moment in his life, but it does mean that deep within him there will be this ongoing well of deep peace and satisfaction in his life, knowing that his sins are forgiven and forgotten, and knowing that he has this glorious prospect in Christ awaiting him at the end of this life. That will bring about true, lasting happiness. What I would say then to someone who is seeking true happiness is that true happiness can be found in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way to have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is by coming to him in faith, trusting in him, relying upon his person and his work for the paying of our sins and for the earning of a righteousness with God. And when we do that, we can then begin to enjoy this wonderful relationship with Almighty God, which is exactly what we were created for, and therefore will give us the happiness that we seek.
You've been watching A Moment of Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. A Moment of Truth is a cultural commentary provided by the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Thanks for watching.